This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
Communities across the country have been asking the big tough questions at special information sessions being held about the upcoming Voice to Parliament referendum. And the Uluru Youth Dialogue team has recently been touring Aussie states and hosting information sessions to provide First Nations people and local communities with a chance to gain a better understanding of what the referendum is all about and why it's so important. Here to chat to us about this and how it'll impact queer First Nations communities and the broader community is Uluru Youth Dialogue Youth Ambassador Bridie Zors. Bridie, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Bridie, before we chat about the referendum, can you tell us a little bit about the Uluru Youth Dialogue Declaration? What's that about?
Yes, so recently the Uluru Youth Dialogue gathered together and issued our declaration. So our declaration is reaffirming our strong support, not only for the First Nations Voice to Parliament and upcoming referendum, but the Uluru Statement from the Heart in full. And it's a commitment from us to continue to provide community with the factual information they need to make an informed decision.
Tell us a little bit about the information sessions that you've been having. What have they been about?
Yeah, so a lot of the work we do as youth is community info sessions. So in our communities across the country, we put on factual information sessions. We don't push a yes or a no. We just say to community, look, this is a chance for you to get the factual information you need to make an informed decision. So we see a range of different people from already established yes voters to undecided and even some no voters occasionally. And it's just a massive yarn where we talk through, you know, how the voice originated, what the voice is and why we're calling for it.
Now, I mean, a lot of people are working very, very hard for the Yes campaign. Unfortunately, the polls aren't necessarily looking that good at the moment. From the information sessions you're holding, are you optimistic that we'll see a turnaround?
Yeah, for sure. I think the polling doesn't necessarily reflect what we're seeing on the ground. And what that is, you know, people are really just keen to get a more in-depth understanding of what we'll be voting on. And a lot of the time, once people get the factual information they need, they go to yes. So what we've seen is a lot of undecided and even no voters will reconsider their position after our community info session. So I am confident that we can get a win at the referendum later this year.
Bridie, when you have people at your information sessions, and let's say, for example, someone who is going to vote no, are you sort of seeing a bit of a pattern in terms of what has originally convinced them to vote no and then what turns them around?
Yeah, I think, you know, there is a lot of fear amongst the Australian community about this reform, and I think that that's often misguided by a lot of misinformation that we're seeing on social media and in traditional media. I think that once people, you know, sit down and really understand that this was a call from grassroots First Nations people, not government, they come around.
What do you think people's main fears are?
Yeah, I think fear of the unknown is a big thing. I think, you know, as a country, we're not often accepting of change. I think, you know, this is the first referendum we've had in just over 20 years. So I think it's fear of the unknown, mostly.
I'll get you to articulate how you see the Voice to Parliament referendum impacting queer First Nations community.
Yeah, so as a queer First Nations woman myself, I think that, you know, we've been through a similar sort of process with the marriage equality plebiscite in 2017. And now we're going to vote this year on a referendum, which obviously the process is a bit different. But I think what we're seeing is a lot of the same, you know, talking points and a lot of the same processes going on. I think that a voice will allow all people, queer, heterosexual, whoever, to, you know, have a say and be able to bring forward the issues we're facing in communities. I think, you know, as queer First Nations people, we face issues that might be different to the rest of our First Nations siblings. And so I think having a voice will allow us to articulate that and have our voices heard.
Do you think anyone who isn't from the First Nations community, do you think they should feel threatened by the voice? Like, what would you say to them if they said, look, I am scared and I do feel threatened? What would you say?
You know, I think what I'd say is that this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to not only recognise our First Nations peoples as the first peoples of this country, but, you know, legislate a voice and enshrine a voice in the Constitution that's in line with our democratic process in this country. I think when you look at models around the world as well, this is really consistent with a lot of different models, like New Zealand. And I think that, you know, this isn't something to be scared of. This is a step we can take as a country to brighten our future for everyone.
Sounds fantastic, Bridie. I'm optimistic that things will turn around. If someone wants more information about these information sessions, where can they get it?
Yeah, head to ulurustatement.org or our socials, Uluru Statement from the Heart. We've got a wealth of information on there.
Fantastic, Bridie. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Uluru Youth Dialogue Youth Ambassador, Bridie Zors.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.